federal regulators have delivered a major blow to Ohio utilities that want to use subsidies in order to prop up their struggling power plants. But it remains to be seen how this decision impacts in-state proposals. The proposal would have allowed utilities to charge their customers an extra fee to help prop up power plants that struggle to compete in the market. But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission denied the measure. Utilities are reviewing FERC's decision, but opponents who call these subsidies bailouts say this is a major victory and should send a clear message that these proposals are not needed. Sierra Club's Neil Wagoner points out that four of the five members of FERC were appointed by President Donald Trump.
And this isn't just some sort of partisan issue. This is very much experts in the field saying that these bailouts do not make any sense.
If the federal plan sounds familiar, it's because Ohio policymakers have been trying to get similar measures on the books for years now. And there are bills currently in the House and Senate that would allow utilities to charge subsidies to help the state's coal and nuclear plants. First Energy, which supports those proposals, says their plants play, quote, an invaluable role in a well-functioning electric grid, yet the markets do not adequately compensate these assets. Before Ohio lawmakers got involved, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio approved the same kind of plan, allowing the power companies to add extra fees to electric bills to help these plants. However, FERC denied that rule as well. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.